You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. I am so happy and honored to have you here today. You know what? I first want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Can you believe that January is moving as quickly as it is? We thought last year was moving fast. Look where we are now. Today's topic, what we're going to discuss, is why do people reject what they don't know? This topic came from one of you. So that's why I want to thank you. I know your time is valuable and you can go to a lot of places to listen and get information. So thank you. I am so honored you're here. And we have an incredible lineup coming of topics that you, our listeners, have sent in to us. And so I've been making a list. And yes, I checked it 2, 3, 4 times. And we're going to start uploading those into the database. And we're going to start to answer your questions on another level. It is a call-in show today, 1-800-930-2819. I know we have some people on the line, so we will get to you shortly. I also want to just say, you know, I was away for a while and coming back, it's been a little bit of a struggle. So quite often, I'm very blessed. I have a very beautiful, peaceful life now. If many of you know my story, you know, that wasn't the case for so many years. There was a part of me that I grew up on an island for a few months out of the year, very remote. You had to get there by boat and you just had lanterns and you just had, you know, it was just sticks. I don't know how else to say it, but it was fun. It was a place of enjoyment and peace and connection. And as a deep thinker, as a child, it was a great place to be. So when you go away to these places for an extended period of time in different places, you get to connect and reconnect to what really is important to another level. And that's what I was able to do, being away, really connecting to another level, another layer of the God consciousness of where we're moving, what's happening, and also really made me realize it's even time for me to have more changes in my world of how I want to live and where I want to live. So you come home and you go, wow, sometimes we forget the simple things are just the best. And, you know, I was just saying to our producer that you take a suitcase and you don't even use half of what's in there. So it's a great time to purge, guys. It is January. And if you want to purge, do it, because we all have a little bit too much clutter always in our lives, especially when we live in countries where it's so easy to go get what you want and be accessible to what you want. You know, I didn't drive for 1 month. I loved it. And all I had to worry about was what were we going to eat and what were we going to laugh today and what good fun were we going to have and good conversations and good connections and gratitude. And it really brings you back to that place of alignment. People ask me a lot of times, and I've had a lot of questions. They say, you know, Tracy, when you do we're doing a retreat in May. And they said, why do you take people away? Why are you taking them away? And if you don't get out of your environment, and this is what we're going to talk about with our topic today. If you don't get out of your environment, it's very difficult to shift. You get used to the same places, going to the same place, your home, your friends. When you step out of your environment, this is why I'm doing this getaway. When you step out of your environment, you get to look at things differently. You get to reconnect, like how I was just saying, I reconnected with things that I used to do as a child that would make me so happy and joyous amongst the things that were more depressing and not so good. And to bring those pieces back into your soul and into your space, your being, that's what life's really about. And it's within this simplicity you get to move forward. Quite often people always say to me, Tracy, why when I do big changes in my life or come on this journey, or they might be, I get this a lot with our Miraculous Realm group. They're the group that I work with 5 days a week. And they really are dedicated. If you're dedicated, that's a good program. If you just need a little bit of guidance, learning, teaching, then you're in the effortless realm. That's sort of less work, right? It's just sort of, I need a teaching and a clearing once a week. But the reason I say this is when people join something different like that, or they're working to better yourselves and you're going, what can I do that's different? How can I do something different? you can get ridiculed a lot for it. And you can be called, that's crazy. I've been called that a lot. Or is that culty? Or why would you do that? And the reason people question, it's good, we want people to question what we're doing, is because they need to learn. They don't understand. In your environment, when you grow up in your environment, you are very, as you know, programmed to what is in that environment. And when you step out of the environment, people become afraid and people become, you know, worried. Are they going to know you anymore? Are they going to be able to relate to you anymore? They're afraid that, you know, what will happen to you? They come from love or kindness, but it's a fear. It's a fear of the unknown. And I was before the show, I was like just sort of doing my gratitudes and connecting with God and saying, what are some of the examples? Because I'd love to give you guys examples that you can run with and understand. And if we go throughout the ages, one of the first, we've got to go all the way back. We'll do a little bit of each area. So if you go in biblical times and you look at someone just in general, like the Christ, why were people afraid? Or you'll hear even people today say that that was someone that just rejected the Roman Empire and built this cult following. I've heard lots of people say that. I've also heard, and they thought that was dangerous. Their opinion was that was dangerous, depending how they grew up with a religious background. I also had heard it from a different point of view, you know, that here was a man that just said what you're doing with control and government and wealth is not giving freedom to the people. So that's why he just sort of walked on the planet and, well, his place of where he could, obviously not the whole planet, but he walked around teaching people to be empowered, to hold the love with inside them. He didn't care about religion or race. It was just, what love do you have, and healing, and the God that's within you and connected, and how we're all connected. And that was scary. That was scary to people, say, on the other side, being at that time, what we're dealing with, maybe finances or the government, because it was scary because they're like, now people could uprise against us or not follow what we want to teach them. So people have a choice to follow where their teachings and how they want to go. But that's a prime example where fear of not understanding or fear of having something taken away created this chaos. And in the end, we all know what happened there. The other example that I love is if you talk about planes or cars, or let's look at the internet, because you all know the internet, depending on who, we have a broad listener base. If you look at like the internet, there's so many videos. We were watching them while we were away because I was with my daughter and her friends, and they were there too. And I was showing one of her friends this really interesting video. It was with David Letterman and Bill Gates. And they were having a conversation about the internet. And he was like, well, I can just turn on the radio to listen to the ball game. And I can just, you know, send a letter, like a lot of rejection. And if you grew up before, like I did, before the internet, you know, came into play on the mass, how we use it now, you know, lots of people would be discounted. That's never going to happen. People won't do that. And they were afraid of the change. And over time, you see, it did happen as people learned more and they were learning and able to adopt more. But there was a lot of fear around it. There was a lot of, why would you do that? Why would you go there? Why would you interact this way? So when somebody doesn't understand something and you're trying to relate it to them, you never want to push what your point of view is. That you don't want to do on someone because energetically it'll push them away. But you can ask them, what is your perception on what I'm saying? Or what are you afraid of? Because quite often, if we even look at science, science has come out over time and said, you know what, here's right now, science says A, B, or C. Coffee's good for you today. Well, in a week, coffee could be bad for you, depending on who does the study, who is doing the study, where are you getting the information from? This is what I love about what we do each and every day, you and I together, with shifting the energy. It's about getting you so empowered and so focused on your direct connection to God. Not necessarily, you're not going to agree with everything I say, and I'm not going to agree with everything you say, but getting so connected to the God consciousness that the intuition and the heart drive becomes the leader of taking in the information that you receive. And then you don't come from fear. You can come from, show me a little bit more, or tell me why you have that perception. And a lot of times what you'll see is it's a perception or a belief that comes up through your upbringing and your growing. So you don't have any new information. There is not any new, you know, accountability or information coming from anywhere. And so you may not understand. It's like trying to tell somebody to understand fully, maybe, you know, how finances work. If that's not your area, maybe that's new for you, or how the energy works, or how energy is connected, or how you and I, you know, we can shift energy over this conversation that we're having. We can shift your body, your spirit, your soul. And people go, how is that possible? You're not in the same place. That's not possible. But then I ask you, how can you pick up your cell phone? I have my cell phone here. You know, how can I be on my cell phone, or you and I listening to the radio the way we are now? And then all of a sudden you get it. Do you question how that's transmitted? A lot of people won't question how that's transmitted. They just go, well, it works. If it doesn't work, then they go up in arms, and then that's when they're running their phones to, you know, right away to the store, fix it, fix it. But they don't take the time to understand maybe why now that connection wasn't working. And this is like in life. And if you can relate it back that way, you'll start to understand energy better. You'll start to understand how you, by asking your questions, and why people are afraid when you do something different. It's just a lack of inner knowing more than it is a lack of brain comprehension. That's where a lot of people, that we're going to do a show on this. Somebody asked me, well, I read all these self-help books and why isn't it working for me? Because I'll give you a little bit of snippet of there. It's exactly like why people will shut you down if they don't know something. It's because you can take the knowledge, but it's not coming from the heart drive. It's not coming from the intuition. It's not coming from the feeling in the place of knowing. So no one could ever tell me, for instance, that energy work is garbage or doesn't work. And lots of people would say that's nonsense. And a lot of times people have been, you know, maybe driven or scared. They've been driven in the wrong direction because they didn't understand, one, you had to be accountable. Two, you have to make those hard choices in your life, and they suck. And it's not all glory. Like, everyone feels that when you do energy work, it's going to be all roses and puppy dog tails. It's not. It's really difficult because you really got to uncouple from friends and family that are stagnant, that are holding you back. You have to uncouple from and learn from maybe your old financial paradigms of how you were brought up. You have to do it. So as much as the energy is shifting and showing you, you have to do it. Why can no one tell me today that it doesn't work? Because I've proven for myself, it does. I shifted the energy. I shifted the way I was thinking and feeling. I made the hard choices, and my body repaired. It restored. Now, will everything, I believe we're going to come to a point where it will be able to everything, but we are not in a collective mindset right now and a heart drive feeling where enough people say, yeah, if you get on that train, you can make sure that that can shift right away. We're getting there. And I believe now, between now and 2026, with all these great changes, we are going to get there. So remember, if you, before you shut something down, before you discount when somebody's going through, before you discount a new place, stop and ask yourself, what is this about this I need to learn more of? And if you're just discounting it, a lot of times you're missing the best opportunities that God has put in front of you. So I just want to leave you that food for thought. Now, I know we have, I think we have, Milan on the phone, Zach, is that correct?
Yes, we have Milan from the land of the cold.
The land of the cold. We don't want to be in the cold. No, I'm rejecting the cold. Hello. Is she there?
Oh. Milan, you are live on the Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Melinda, we miss you. I'm rejecting all cold, just so you know.
We have to reject the cold. It's not in us, and I send it away.
I will send it away. I have totally, coming home, realized that I am not born for the cold. At almost 50 years old, I have lived enough in the cold, and I am fully said it is time to build a destination for people on the beach.
I'm on board. So thank you. Happy New Year to you. I have a couple questions that have come up.
Yep.
One, last couple weeks, even before the new year, I've been having major nightmares. I've been struggling with my keto, which Julie helped me, and I've been so grateful. And what I've really noticed is in the last week, as I took inventory of what was going on, and you said it, it's how people act in the spiritual realm. It's a spiritual bullshit. I know those are three questions.
Yep.
But maybe if you could clarify one.
Yes. No, I love them all. Well, let's go back to your nightmares. We'll start to actually, I'll open some valves. I had a lot actually when I was away as well. There's a few things I've noticed that is going on in that space with people cleaning. So one's cleaning out the subconscious of self, and I can see you're doing that as well. So that's actually good. I can actually minimize, spirit can, thank you God, we can minimize that a little bit. The other space is there's a lot of, now people can't, you're seeing it more. So you know how you're hearing right now a lot of stuff going on in the world, like lots, right? Lots happening between earthquakes and volcanoes and people all up in arms over royal families and wars and all that. So what's happening is there's a shedding going off on the planet. And there's a lot of fear on the planet, even though we have crossed over into more light. But as you've heard me say a lot, we have to walk through the garbage to create the change, right? Like if I have to hear any more people say you don't, you do. So the planet is walking through that. And for a lot of us that are very connected to the planet and very connected to what's happening, we are actually also cleaning that out. And I noticed it was coming out of my dream state as well. So it's interesting because I actually see you do have both happening right now. So what I'm going to do now, my question to you is when you wake up, what's that first feeling after you've come out of that space of that dream?
I'm usually kind of like, oh, we had another one. Here's another nightmare. And at times I wake up and it's not so much a panic, but it's kind of like of a shock, like somebody just shocked me and I have to be awake for this again.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason I ask is there's some energy that's just coming out the middle of the back of your brain. Looks a little bit like, I call them like dead octopuses. I don't know how to give you a description. It's just a mass basically coming out. There's that I can pull out and we can actually strengthen the field. Thank you, God. I'm just putting this through to actually have a better sleep. And also before you go to bed, it's really important if you're tapping your heart drive to also command, you know, the dream state to be a little bit more settled. And I notice when I do that, the nightmares actually, as it's coming, I'm observing them more. So then they just go, they clean. And then I've had a lot of beautiful, beautiful experiences being away with, and I'm going to put this in your field. It's basically looks like the size of an egg. It's like an egg. And it's, for me, I always see the Christ within it. You might see something else within it, but what I can do is actually it circles the field and this energy, it's like, it's hard to explain to people. And I wish I could just draw it. I'm a really bad drawer. I'll have to get you to draw it. You're good. So, but it's literally like an egg shape and it's so golden in color and it circles around the field. And I found by actually working with that energy while away, especially because I've never seen it until I left, was, very cleaning. So I'm going to actually, it'll go around and it goes around the head. So for me, it's always going around my head and it might be big. It could go around your whole field, but see what feels right for you there. So that's okay. The keto stuff and the diet, I'm going to remove a bunch of information just around food and diet in general. And over the holiday time is the worst time to actually start something new like that. And then getting into January, because there's so many belief systems that come up and I'm going to unplug you. You've got about 32 of them that you've plugged into just subconsciously around people. You know, when January hits, especially, and they're like, I got to eat better. I got to go to the gym. And there's millions. You've got like 32. So I'm just going to pull you.
Oh,
just,
lovely.
Yeah. From them. It happens. These are things of layers. It's how we live, right? When you live this way, these are just different layers that come up and you get that. So I love it. So I can pull you from that. Also please, when you're eating, it shows for you to do a transition. If you go cold turkey and say, okay, I'm just going to eat like this way, for instance, and then cold turkey, your body needs a bit of adjustment. So maybe you eat keto 3 days a week or 4 days a week, and then slowly let your body adjust. And when I do that, your body's a lot happier. Your body's doing a lot of shifting, but it was holding on a lot at the end of the year as well, because you had a big transitional year. You can also see there's a lot of information that's coming off your system still. And it's really positive. I'm actually, it's the cleanest I've seen your system. Although you might go, I feel kind of junky. Like you feel a little, your body feels a little bit as if I threw tar on you or something, you know, and you'd be like, ah, get it off. So I'm going to clean that layer off, because it's actually an old perception of how, when you would transition, something had to feel sticky rather than transition and something feel really good.
Okay. Now, oh, go ahead. I'm all yours.
So let's remove that. Thank you, God. So I'm going to pull it. Well, I won't do it. Well, thank God, because God's going to do that. Okay. Now, I love what you said, because I said this too, with this, there's a whole layer of shifting coming off in the spiritual realm. And it's huge right now. And we started to see it this year, and there's more. And that's the, I think that's what you're talking about. You can clarify this, but that's the, oh, everything is roses when you go through it. Oh, if you go through that path, then why doesn't your life look like this and this? There's a lot of different judgments, a lot of different space. And that's actually starting to come out, because there's been a lot of energy in that realm that unfortunately wasn't really fully connected to just pure God source energy, which is just you and your connection, right? And so that's cleaning out. And there's a lot of misinformation just around how you move through your life and how you show up. And when you show up in the best and person that you can be, that also means you're going to have all your emotions, and your emotions should be always, you know, allowed in different ways, and how you move through them. So, oh, there we go. So I'm going to move some old teachings, because we're now leaving a bunch of old teachings in that realm, and we're moving into just more your greater connection of intuition, of joy and play. There's a lot more play energy coming in right now. I saw it. I know for our community, there's going to be a lot more of that fun and joy. And that's more shifting as well. We're moving into how can we move through something heavy with something more joyous as we go through it. So it's sort of like that, you know, when you fall down in a crowd and you get all embarrassed, could run away, what you would more just laugh and go, oh, okay, whatever just happened. You can know the difference of those energies. Yeah.
A little.
Yeah. Well, it takes a little bit of practice. I'm not saying you're just going to do it overnight. It's like, okay, that's all right. I can look at this very differently. Thank you. So how does that feel, and what comes up, especially, there's a little bit more. You have another question around the spiritual realm. So would you want to, I can see it sitting in the corner there. Do you want to share that?
The spiritual realm, it's obviously, I thought this is my second time in this new year. It's the spiritual bullshit, people shitting on you. And it's like, and then.
So when okay, so I'm going to stop you there, because I want to correct this. I'm going to stop you there, because I want to shift this out of your field for you. So when you say that, give me an example of what they did to slap you in the face.
It's so you have a in-depth conversation with them, and then there's multiple things that have occurred. One is the spiritual gossip. If you play the telephone game, which do you have to go through this? This is so kindergarten. That one. And then if you have an in-depth spiritual conversation with a male, then all of a sudden they think that opens up the doorway for them to have something sexually with you, where that was never your intention or your point. And I was laughing about this. I was like, wow, this is not spiritual. And I just find it quite disgusting, actually. And then they spiritual bullshit you because
I know. That's a big one. Let's clean that up so we don't have to have that. And it's like, we can have a heartfelt conversation without having to lead to anything. So I'm proud of you, because it looks like you handled that well. I'm going to reset that. And I totally get you I even get stuff in my mailbox. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh dear. I don't have time for that. I'm like you on that. I have no time for anything in school and in terms of high school. You're like, oh my God, let's just keep moving along. Off we go. And by then everything has changed, and it is that space. And it's people wanting, what happens when people do that? It's because they want to, it's positioning, but it's also there's a space where they want to feel like more authoritative. And that's why people do that. Right. And that's why that goes. So we'll remove that. A lot of times what I say to people is, thank you for sharing, but I'm quite good. I don't really require.
Okay.
And it works really well. It's a really good tool. It's like, thank you for sharing. I have my own information. And a lot of times, so I've done this where people come to me with different information and I'm like, I'm not sure where you got that, but thank you for sharing. And thank you. I can make my own opinion. I know where I'm going. And I've had a lot of people do that to me when they actually tried to take me off my path as well. And a lot of times when I did big shifting, like we were talking at the beginning, when I was with my original teacher, who's now passed, Olga, a lot of people saw me shift so much, they actually tried to actually get me off the path. And not just like, it wasn't about just working with her. It wasn't just about that. It was about everything that I was opening up to. And they could see everything I was opening up to. And they wanted me to just get out of all of it. So you got to get, that's that space of just discernment. So I'm going to increase discernment and you'll start to feel a lot better. How does that feel now?
Okay. It feels complete. Thank you for my hour session.
I love you. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Have a great day. So happy to hear your voice.
Thanks, Tracy.
All right. I know we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Laura. Check us out at tracylclark.com. If you really want to grow and shift and looking for a community, we have a lot of stuff at the website. We're really growing a community, an outreach fund, a place to be able to help you grow and shift. But you know what? You're going to fall down. We're going to pick you up. And you're going to see that you'll have that with love, because that's what we need right now. We need a place of community where when you fall down, you have a place to reach out. When you want to grow, you have a place to reach out, and that you can shift and change and be a catalyst in the world of great change that we're in between now and 2026, because it's going to be amazing. So we'll be back right after the break with Laura on from Oakville.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back. So many interesting conversations this morning. We've got Laura on the line, though, from Oakville. So we're going to get right to her and answer her question today. Laura. Is she still there?
Laura from Oakville, you are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Laura. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Thank you. What's your question today?
Well, I was just listening to what you were talking about, and I guess for me, because I haven't had much change in my physical environment.
Yes.
And wanting to transition to, starting to get out there more and start a business kind of thing. And yeah. I've been in the same career for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I'm trying to ask, actually.
You're trying to ask because you have the hidden fears of leaving the actual physical environment you know that's created safety and a pattern for so long. And then there's still the fears if you go out and step out into your own business with the skills that you have. Again, that goes back to perception, other people's perceptions, fears, but then there's also an overwhelm that comes into your field around, can I really handle all the parts of the business? How does that feel when I say that, both those things?
Yeah, I can. I feel the anxiety kicking in.
Yeah. I'm going to start to remove that because it's a lot of projected energy and it's a lot of just space of where you've been for so long. So the environment that you currently have been living in and needed to live in based on other circumstances, you've actually started to really outgrow that. So what I'm going to do is we can start to open the door for different possibilities and to start to move into different possibilities so your living environment can become more inspirational for you. And you can really clearly see that you must have asked for that because you can see that it's definitely coming up and bubbling in your field. So if you're okay, we'll ship that. And part of that had to do as well with your kids and their age and moving. So there is nice endings coming here, which is really, really good. And then with the business, so what I want to remove is the projected fear that you've thought about or other people have put into your system that having a business, you're going to be there's this weird, it's a bubble actually, it's of information. I'm going to move it out of your field that one, it's going to take a lot of time. You won't, what's going to do to take it off the ground. And there's this thing that you have, so I don't want you to take this the wrong way. You have something going on in your programming I want to remove that you wouldn't be smart enough to handle all the aspects. Did you say that to yourself or did somebody say that to you?
I think that's really old programming from because I was special ed when I was a kid and
I'm going to move all that out because here's the great thing with a business is that when you're fully ready, what I'd like you to do is draw a little map of what your business is, what you really want it to look like in terms of what's going to inspire you every day. Okay. And I'm going to shift some energy here while we're talking, but what would inspire you in your business every day to get up, working maybe just the one-on-ones, going into hospitals, what would it for you would be, which would be inspiring? Then the next step after you do that, when I'm going to strengthen you to open the door, is I want you to then look like, okay, so what would that mean in my day? So how many hours do I want to commit to making this happen? Do I want to work with one client a day, two clients a day? And I want you to just map that out first, and then you're going to touch base with me, okay? We're going to start mapping it out because you need a roadmap. And that seems, as soon as I put a roadmap in front of you with what is the next step, you start to get more inspired. And then you start to, you know, really step into your passion of what you want to do versus what you're doing right now. How does that anxiety feel now? When is it settled in the body when you tune in?
It's settled. There's still, I don't know, something in my solar plexus going on.
That's okay. But, yeah. That's a movement into the forward, because what that is, and I'll reset that for you. Thank you, God. That's the reset of all of a sudden, oh, now I'm designing my life. Now I'm creating my life. And now you're stepping into your life, which is very different than just talking about it. How does that energy feel in there now?
Yeah, it feels better, you know.
Because what it's showing now is not actually anxiety. It's showing more like that excitement energy that I can have this. We just now have to step it for you.
Yes, correct. And I had like my first Zoom one-on-one call last night. And I really like wanted to do more like energy work, but like they will, like people like to have angel card reading, so
that's okay. That's perfect. You follow, that's following, and then you'll incorporate it, right? So we're going to start with these foundation steps, which we're going to look at building the foundation. Start with the card reading, and then we can pull in the energy work. You can do both. I have many people that do both, and that's where they started. Look at even Doris, who is on my site. She does a lot of angel reads. That's how she started. That's what she loved to do.
Yeah.
And now she incorporates all the energy work in. So let's open the doors that there's lots of possibilities. Don't narrow yourself. And we're going to bring the people towards you. But we got to put that plan. As soon as I see you writing it down, you get more inspired because you can come back to it, which then pushes the energy back to the universe, to God, to bring more of that towards you. And anybody listening, if you're wanting to really step in like Laura to what, you know, your passion really is, this is where you start. It's not just all going to show up tomorrow. But then what happens is, and I'll put this, and you already have this in your field, Laura, and I'm going to strengthen it more. I have it in my field. Is then you're open to always shifting and changing to in your business, to new opportunities or how you do something. So you might just do individual clients and then you might start something else. Like I do a radio show today. I didn't do that 4 years ago, right? So we're going to add more things in for you to have creative shifts, but we got to keep taking the action. And then after you've worked with a client, say, if you know anybody that you could refer, let me know. I'd be happy to help somebody else. You got to get good at your ask as well.
Yes, I do. And like all of like December, I was so tired and lethargic. Yeah. Like I could barely move.
Most people were. And like, people negative. Like, oh my God, you should be so happy. And no, a lot of people were. They were very tired because the body was recalibrating a lot. And just on a subconscious level where you don't even need to analyze it. It's just like, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to let it go because body's repairing. A lot of the population was there. And it's okay. It was meant to happen. So that's all right. So we slowly incorporate you now to baby steps to come back in to things that are more inspiring. Because if you look at how you felt after your call last night, your energy was quite high.
Yeah, it felt really good. You know, I was nervous and I was hoping, you know, that the person that had it, you know, got what they required out of it, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, it felt really good though.
They did. You're on your way. So take that new energy. Thank you, God, and run with it. And we'll keep opening the door. So you got some homework, so to speak. But you'll see. And then send me a note when you're done that part. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Have an incredible day. All right.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. I think we have Michael on the line from Calgary.
Yes, Michael from Calgary. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm fabulous. Thank you for asking. Well, I should say I'm fabulous internally. I'm not so fabulous being out of my peaceful environment. It's a different peaceful environment. I'm missing the beach.
Oh, yeah. We have about minus 33 here today.
So oh dear. Okay. I'm really even dance. More fabulous then.
Yes, you are. There's some gratitude for you.
Oh, wow. Minus 33. Okay. Thank you, God, for a supernatural overflow of sun to melt all that away.
Yeah. Sending all the angels a bathing suit.
Oh, I love it.
So, my question today is I've had a hard time disconnecting from all of the things that are going on in other people's energy. And I've noticed a few things. I'm not sure if they're connected, but I would appreciate your confirmation. I've noticed my nervous system is really heightened. Like I will go and I will get these little itchy spots where my nerves are and having a hard time getting that to retract. And sometimes it's around other people, sometimes it's not. And then the other thing that popped up besides the feeling of anxiety sometimes when I wake up is I had these red spots that appeared on my face and I went and got some cream for them, but I wasn't sure if that's all related.
Yes. Okay. So the nerve system does look a little bit inflamed, and you are accurate that, and which we were saying earlier with Melin, when she called, is a lot of the empaths are also cleaning, but also feeling what is going on in the world right now. I know my nerve system actually felt it quite a bit as well. And so let's just pull and I don't mean that as a way to relate, that is, it's not uncommon. It's okay. It's the way the bodies are also upgrading. People, when I say that, they're like, what does that mean? It means that we're going to another level of consciousness, awareness. Physical body also has to catch up as well. That's why it's purging old toxins. But your nerve system does look a little bit more inflamed, and physical body also, needs to be a clearer conduit, not so dense. So a lot of our nerve systems, it also looks like they're recalibrating to handle a quicker flow of information and a density leaving. And you have that going on in your system. And I can actually really feel it down, right down the back of my spine. So let's actually start to settle that down. And I'm going to actually adjust the system to be very in alignment, thank you, God, of allowing the lighter energy to come through. There's part of the density that wants to stay. And this is more happening to a lot more people. The density wants to stay in the body because it feels if it totally lets it go, again, will it relate to the surrounding environment? Will it relate to people, places, and things? And so I'll remove some of that underlining fear. So it's like you're getting ready for another rocket ship to sort of take off. And so the nerve system's just a little bit overloaded, a little bit toxed. So let's just settle that down. The rash looks like it's actually more connected to toxins that we're pushing out of how you perceive basically your environment, your world. So this we can adjust. So I like this. We can actually pull this back a little bit differently for you. Command that skin to heal. And then the toxins to dissolve and liquefy. I'll just remove any interference energy as well. So any known or unknown interference energy that we don't really need to look at that can create an unsettled easiness in the body. And the bodies, which I also noticed, and it was a really strong message while I was away sitting so much time by the ocean, because for me, I really, really, really like connect on a whole different level, is by the ocean, was that our bodies are going to be feeling. They could be feel the word that was used, and I was trying to find a better word, but I haven't yet, was a little bit rougher while we go through the transitions. Hence why it's so important that we as a community stay communicating about what's happening. And the only reason the bodies feel rougher is because the planet is feeling rougher as it's purging off so much of the old systems. Mm-hmm. And as the older, you know, people that aren't aware of what's happening want that old to stay on and not the new. Even though the new can bring great change of ease for everybody in many different ways. So it's kind of like we're in a little bit of a blender. And for people to say we're not, even though they think, oh, it's all glorious, it's going to be beautiful when we go through it, but we're in that blender. So bodies are feeling it. So basically I'm adjusting your system to that blender so it can be more ease and more grace. I'm pulling that back so that it's the body doesn't have to feel quite so heavy, even though now you'll know what's sort of happening. You'll be like, okay, I get what that is. You're going to still feel it, but the body can let it go quicker. So let me reset that for you. And just to know, everyone has their perfect place right now. Everybody's shifting it. Everyone's moving it on the planet, whether they know or not. They're just, that's okay. And they're all going to end up exactly where they need to. And sometimes life just happens. So this looks like it's just a toxic purge from all of that information of what you've just seen shifting again. So you've also had a year where you shifted so much, where your perceptions, your realities, taking back your inner power, your inner strength, has become so incredible that there's part of your body I'm going to slow down just a little bit too, because it's like, I want it all now. I want it all now. I want it all now.
Definitely. Yeah. That's definitely me. I need to be more in the ease and the grace of the moment instead of waiting for
and the
it
journey.
To just all unfold at once.
It is. And it is a journey, because if it all unfolded at once, then we'd be done. Right. So there's a beautiful place that, and I get this. I still go through that sometimes myself. I don't think it ever goes away, because what happens is you have these huge realizations and then you experience so much beauty, and then it's a natural space to want more of that. But then you have these realizations of another little layer of the onion that comes off. Right. And then you reset again. And what I love about your field, Michael, is you're really stepping more into an even bigger role of a teacher and a healer and just in your natural space. And so sometimes you will have some physical, and I'm going to remove this patterning. So sometimes what happens with your eye and stuff, you'll create some physical things in the body to keep you more pulled back inwards because you want to give so much. And then it's the way to slow you down. So do you understand what I said there?
Say that again.
Did that make sense, what I said there?
Could you repeat that?
So sometimes what happens is you'll create something in the physical body so you can come back inwards. And it slows you down a little bit more. So let's reset this so you don't have to create anything in the physical body, that you'll always make sure you're just, because you're really good at checking with self, but that it's like, I don't really need to have anything else to fit in. I don't really need to have stuff show up that's like too crazy, that I can just once in a while, sure, you get an ache here or a pain there. You acknowledge it. It sort of goes off. It is. If it's something bigger, you'll be flagged. Spirit will say, hey, pay attention to this a little bit more. So I'm going to adjust this in the field, so the body doesn't have to have bigger physical reactions when actually resetting on another growth level. So that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Actually, something that just popped into my mind as you were saying that is, I've often had, and I don't know if I fully engaged with it, but it might be a programming that's still there, which is, in order to help people, you have to go through what they're going through. Like you have to have a testimony or something. Like you can't help someone with cancer unless you've had cancer. So then it's like, well, the more I have, the more I can help people.
Oh, let's get rid of all that. Yeah, let's get rid of that. Yeah. That's not true. That is not true. Yeah. That is not true. You can go back to the Christ. The Christ didn't have to carry physical ailments to help somebody else, right? No physical ailments, I can help you.
True.
So yeah, let's pull in some really old teachings, as much as we don't want to be looking in the past anymore. But old teachings, if somebody wants to know, that's true, right? You don't need to have it to help somebody through. Where I'll override that and impart and speak in the new information, thank you, God, for you, is that you can have that beautiful space of alignment within, which will give them a better blessing of alignment within their body so they can heal. So if you have more peace and more understanding, then that peace and understanding can actually help somebody else have that perception, which will create a healing in their body.
Okay, that's actually good confirmation, because I keep wondering, you know, I know I have healing gifts that will unfold, but for me, it comes across as more as that space of my energy will create an alignment for them that will connect them to their healing power, rather than me having to know every single tool for every single thing. Is that that's
you
sort
don't.
Of what you think? Okay.
Exactly, because you don't. And that's a misconception, that as much as we learn tools and we have them, and that's where those old energy modalities are dying and leaving, is because the reality is the cleaner that we can have that awareness of that peace and love and understanding within ourselves, even knowing that we're going to have all our different emotions because we're supposed to have them. But the more we can have that within, we become just a walking vessel. So when you're walking by that person on the street and you're like, give them what they require, they're just getting that beautiful energy shift, right? And then you don't even know what happened to them. They could have had that miraculous healing. You don't need to know because you carried on and on you go, and that energy did it. And that God, beautiful consciousness, love energy went in and just gifted that and just came through because you showed up.
That's a miracle. That's awesome. I will take that for sure.
That's a miracle. Thank you, God. I'm so happy you called in. It's so great to hear your voice. Anybody listening, Michael, I am so proud of you. And I'm so proud of what you've stepped into this year, last year. Wow. You are a pure, pure conduit of the God consciousness. And at your age, it is a blessing and an honor to watch. So I send you huge blessings. So honored. So honored.
Thank you, Tracy.
Lots of love. Have an incredible day. You know what, everyone? I'm so happy that we had you here today. Understand, for all of our callers, you get those shifts too. If somebody doesn't understand something you're going through, we don't all have the answers. The answers are always within each and every one of us. But keep asking and learn. Don't discount something. Don't fly off the handle. You know, don't get all upset. People always say, how do you not get upset with people? How do you not, like, you know, it doesn't bother you. There are certain things that will bother me that I learned over time, that we're all on this journey. And if we don't ask questions, how are we going to learn? And a lot of times when somebody discounts what you're doing, it's only because they don't understand. And if you can be the conduit, like we were just saying with Michael, to help somebody understand, to help somebody shift through to a new awareness and a new perception, you could have given them the best gift. Each and every one of you have that power within you. And that's why I've created the community the way I have at tracyhillcourt.com. It's a community. If you really start to understand, it's not just a program, see you later, you know, whether you're in the evolutionary program where I actually see you live every week, or in one of the other online programs, or learning how you can connect with your body. We have different ports that are set up, especially through Facebook, where people come and they, you know, this is what I'm going through. I need help. And if you haven't seen that Facebook group, we do have some private ones, but we have an open one that's on the on our newsletter. If you get that, you can just click and come on in. Lots of people that are learning and saying, I need some help, pick me up, or I'm having a bad day, or I haven't understood this perception, or here's my beautiful win. Take that energy. This is what it's about now. We're in this new world of really having to look at things differently. And you see the chaos in the world. There's going to be a lot more chaos in the world over the next couple of years. Don't kid yourself. But through the chaos, we're going to come into a better place of alignment, a better place of humanity helping, and, you know, helping our planet and helping each other and coming back to simplicity. And I know that's for me why I was away in simplicity. I love it. I love it. And, you know, you are entitled to have what you want and how you want to have it, but really ask yourself, am I really being true to myself, or am I really doing things because I'm afraid, or I don't know where to go, or I don't know how to ask, or I don't know what's next for me? You're never too old, never too old. You are never too young or old to learn something new, to do something new, to step into something new. So come and join us. I hope you'll check out the community, because I can tell you there's an amazing group of souls that are there to love you, support you, and honor you. So we always have something going on. Also, please check out our Soul Sundays. We're doing them different. And the next one's February 16th. You can sign up online or come in person, where we're going to not only connect you with spirit differently, do a teaching, do a clearing, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So always a teaching and a clearing. I do that in everything that we do and going. And we have a lot of great surprises for you coming up on Transformation Talk Radio and in our TLC community of extraordinary living to unleash the superhuman within you, because you have a superpower and it's time you stop hiding it, guys. So don't be afraid of what people are going to say to you. Don't be afraid if they don't understand. You've got it, and you've got a community that will help you explain how you can get through it to be the best version of you. I love you. Thank you again for taking your time. to be with me here on the Tracy L. Clark Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm going to see you next week, same time, same place, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, where we're going to have another one of your topics that you suggested that you wanted to know more about, and you can call in as well. So we'll see you then. Have an incredible week, and lots of love from my home to yours. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.